Children, today we're going to read about two beautiful curtains that the Lord told the children of Israel to make for their tabernacle, their place where they worship the Lord. See if you can hear what colors these curtains were made of. There's one called the veil and one called the sheltering. And thou shalt make a veil of blue and crimson and scarlet twice dyed, and fine twined linen, the work of a thinker he shall make it, with cherubim. And thou shalt put it on four pillars of shittim wood, overlaid with gold, and their links of gold, on four bases of silver. And thou shalt hang the veil under the clasps. And thou shalt bring in there, inside the veil, the ark of the testimony. And the veil shall make a distinction for you between the holy place and the holy of holies. And thou shalt put the place of atonement or mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the holy of holies. And thou shalt set the table outside the veil and the lampstand opposite the table on the rib or side of the habitation toward the south. And thou shalt put the table on the north rib. And thou shalt make a sheltering for the entrance of the tabernacle of blue and crimson and scarlet twice dyed and fine twined linen, the work of the embroiderer. And thou shalt make for the sheltering five pillars of shittim wood and overlay them with gold, and their links shall be of gold, and thou shalt cast for them five bases of bronze. So, did you hear what colors the curtains were made of? What's one of the colors that you heard? Blue, very good, yes? Gold is for the pillars that holds them up, very good. What's that? Forget, okay. Scarlet, twice dyed. Do you know what color scarlet is? It's a bright red, a little bit on the orange side of red. There's another red in there too called crimson. That's a red that's on the blue side. Also bright red. And the fourth color is called fine twined linen. Linen is white, like this. So it has four colors, blue, a purpley red, a orangey red, and white. Here's a little sample. Just a very little sample of the colors that they made the curtains for the tabernacle for out of. You can see these four colors, blue, purpley red, orangey red, and white. And here is a cherub, a golden angel. They had woven golden angels into the curtain as well, called the veil. Can you see that? Now, how big was this veil? It was big. It was 10 cubits. So that would be like starting here and going all the way over to here. That's how wide the veil was, made with those four colors. And how tall was it? It was just as tall as it was wide. So it would have reached all the way up to the peak of our ceiling and maybe a little taller. So it was pretty big. And in the temple, when they didn't have a tent anymore called the tabernacle, but they built a temple out of stone, they made it in the same design, but twice as big. So in that case, the curtain would probably have reached from wall to wall and gone up just as high. That's how big the veil was. So it was all these beautiful colors, blue, two different colors of red and white, and golden angels all woven into it. Can you picture that? It's beautiful. Here's a diagram to show what the tabernacle was like. You can see where the veil was. It had three parts. This purple colored part is the Holy of Holies. What was inside of it? You know what that is? Yes? The ark. And what was inside the ark? Yes? The Ten Commandments. And here's where the veil was that we were just talking about. Then comes the holy place. And they have in there the bread that had the table that had showbread on it, and the seven-branched lampstand, and the altar of incense in front of the veil. And here's where the sheltering was, the second curtain. Then they have a courtyard made all of curtains all the way around, and another curtain for the entrance. And here's the altar of burnt offering and the laver where the priests washed. So this was how they made the tabernacle, the way the Lord told them in the design from heaven. Now this beautiful curtain that the temple, that the tabernacle had, showed how holy the ark was and how holy the Ten Commandments were. It was so beautiful curtain. And you know what? People never saw the ark, hardly ever, because this curtain hid it. It was inside the curtain and nobody could go in there. And even when they had to move the tabernacle to a new place, they would carefully fold the veil down on top of the ark, only its poles sticking out on either side for the priests to carry it. So they didn't see the ark most of the time. What they saw was this beautiful curtain. So you can think of the curtain for the tabernacle or the veil being like the clothes that the ark wore. Now, people wear clothes to show what kind of job they do and to help them do their work. Like, for example, here are some special clothes. What does a bride wear on when she gets married? What does she wear?
I know.
What?
A bride.
A beautiful dress. That's right.
I love a bride.
Uh-huh. And what color dress does she usually wear?
White.
Right. And what does she often wear over her face?
A veil.
A veil, like the temple's, the ark's veil. And that's because marriage is so holy. That's why she wears that special dress. Another example is a policeman. He wears special clothes, his uniform, so everybody knows that's his job to help protect us. Or you can think of a soldier. Do a soldier wear special clothes? They do, don't they? Sometimes they wear camouflage to help them hide from the enemy. Or you can think of a doctor and a nurse. They often wear special clothes, clean, clean clothes. And that when people see them wearing their uniforms, they know, okay, this is a doctor and a nurse who could help me if I'm sick. Or another example is a minister. He wears special clothes. These clothes are to say, today, let's think about the Lord, and let's not think about the person who's being the minister. Let's think about the Lord. And you wear nice clothes when you come to church, don't you? Not your usual clothes. And you might wear special clothes when you come to school that are different from the clothes you'd wear if you were weeding the garden or doing your chores. So you can see that clothes are helpful to help us see what the person is doing, what kind of a person they are. Now, what kind of clothes did the Lord wear? Do you remember what kind of clothes he wore? Yes? He wore a robe. Here, listen what John saw when John saw him on the Isle of Patmos. He says, I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and when I turned around, I saw seven golden lampstands, like we have seven candles, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, wearing a garment down to the foot and girded around the breast with a golden belt. That's what the Lord was wearing. What was he wearing? Did you hear? Yes? A golden belt around his chest. Daniel, when he saw the Lord, also saw the Lord wearing clothes down to his foot, and he was wearing a golden belt around his waist. And that's why ministers in our church wear these kinds of clothes, because we're trying to remind people to think about the Lord. Yes? That's right. Now, we can know who the Lord is and how to picture him in our minds because of his word. We can read about him in his word. And in some parts of his word, the Lord tells us about himself plainly. Like when he showed himself to John and John could see him and describe him. In other places, the Lord speaks to us in parables. That's like the beautiful veil covering up the ark. So we don't see exactly what it means until we learn some more about what the Lord is saying. And in both ways, though, the covered parts and the uncovered parts, we get to learn who the Lord is better. Sort of like the clothes that we wear. Our face, our head, and our hands are bare, and the rest of us mostly is covered. That's like the Lord's word. In some places, he shows himself to us plainly. Other places, he speaks to us in parables, like the beautiful veil covering the ark. But everywhere in the word, the Lord shows himself to us. So all of our lives, we can read the word and learn to know the Lord better and better in his word. Amen.